for worship. Let us prepare for worship, please.
Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church, and welcome. It is so good to see all of you here today. And that is at Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Boy, how I've missed it. For those who found us on their radio at 96.9 San Antonio, we're physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. And if anyone is looking for a new church home or just one to come visit, come see us. Everyone is welcome. The scripture for our invocation this morning is Psalm 95, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation. and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore, in my anger, I swore, they shall not enter my rest. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord. Come before you, Lord, with grateful hearts, grateful minds, thanking you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Without you, Lord, we would have nothing. We would be nothing. We would have no salvation. We would have no hope. So this morning, Lord, we thank you so much for your precious love, and we thank you, Lord, that you shed your blood just for us. And Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are in need this morning, both spiritually and physically. We pray that today would be a day of salvation, a day of rejoicing, a day that they would leave this place better than when they came in. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Oh, Worship the King. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy unbirthday to everybody here, except for two people on this list.
Unbirthday.
An unbirthday is when you don't have your birthday.
Well.
Which is like 384 days of the week, year or something. Okay, so anyway, we have two birthdays this week. We have Eric Peck on the 13th and Scarlett Wicks, me gosh, on the 16th. And from what I understand, we're actually... Okay, we're going to sing happy birthday with piano accompaniment.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
All right, does anybody have any announcements? All right.
Oops.
You already know we have a breakfast right after Easter sunrise. We're getting.
Thank you, Lord, for the Bible and for the truth that it contains. Guide me into all truth, I pray, knowing that all I need for salvation and sanctification is contained within the pages of Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings, let us go to God in prayer. God, our provider, in Christ you gave us a spring of pure water that overflows to eternal life. Your love and hope fill our hearts, so we want to worship you in spirit and in truth.
Open our eyes to see the places in this neighborhood where our church's ministries could reach new people. Direct our gifts and offerings for your purposes so that our community will become like a field ripe for harvest. We ask this through Christ our risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel according to John chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus said. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying,
you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus said. You are Israel's teacher, Jesus said, and you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know. We testify to what we've seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
Yeah.
it. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you that I have been the gift of eternal life, simply because I trusted in Jesus. Thank you that my spiritual birth and my spiritual growth in the
Lord.
Christian life does not depend on my abilities, but is a free gift of grace given to all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, you gave us the gift of Jesus, your Son. You gave us also the Holy Spirit, that we may have a guide. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that your Spirit has given to him, you give him strength, and you
Lord.
Give him courage,
yes.
so that all that he says may be your words
yes.
and your message. Let us take your message into our hearts and minds. Let us be filled with your word so that when we leave this place, others will see your glory shine through us and we'll be brought into salvation and your kingdom. These things we ask through our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. All right, I'm so glad to see everyone here this morning. I got to tell you, every time before I get ready to preach, I always have butterflies. But when I hear the choir sing, it takes the butterflies away. Amen? I just love to hear them sing. When I first started preaching in Clarksville, Texas, there was a beautiful song they used to sing in church. And your pastor, every now and then, he thinks he can sing. And every now and then, I want to sing this song. But I wouldn't do it justice. And you'd probably run out of here. So I'm not going to sing this morning. But I did ask Sister Connie Jackson, and she would sing this song for us. So if you would you please welcome Sister Connie Jackson?
Good morning, church. I miss you all so much. I miss you so much. I have to tell you, my sister is sick, and my son is a pastor. And so when there is a shortage in the work, I have to go and work.
Amen.
And so I am grateful for that. But today, Pastor wanted me to sing, "Use Me, Lord, in Thy Service." And I'm going to ask you to let me start, and you can follow me, baby. That'll be all right. Use me, Lord, in Thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing to run all the way if I falter while I'm trying. Father, please don't be angry.
Yes.
Just let me stay. I am willing, Lord, to run all the way. Wasted days are now behind me. Evening sun is sinking fast. Every moment draws me nearer, nearer.
nearer to the end. At the end, I'm gonna hurry, yes, in your service. But Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way, all the way, all the way. Father, I'm willing to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, Father, please don't be angry. Just please help me to stay. For I am willing, Lord, to run all the way. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Connie. We appreciate that so much. Amen. That's a beautiful song, and I wish I could sing. And if I could, I'd sing that song all the time. Amen? Well, good morning again. Amen. I want you to, I'm so glad you're here with us this morning, and we want to continue our Lenten series called Letting Go. But today I've got a little bit of a demonstration for you. I got some Coke here I want to show you here. And I want to use this bottle as an illustration of the incredible love God has for every one of us. And if you notice, I'm shaking this bottle, all right? Now, you all know what's going to happen if I shake this bottle and I point it out there at you, right? Well, just stay with me, all right? Thank you, Carolyn. So anyway, what happens if I do this? What's going on inside this bottle? What's going on inside here? Pressure. What would happen if I would twist off the cap like this? I got the right response. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay, that worked. I may try something else about it. Okay. So anyway, I'm not going to remove the cap for obvious reasons. Cheryl will be wearing that off. Coke. Harriet and everybody else will be wearing that Coke. So, but when I shook that bottle, tremendous pressure built up inside. And if I had removed the cap, that Coke would have went all over the place with a tremendous amount of force. God's love is just like that. His love bursts forth. It gushes forward just like the soda in that bottle. And so for all eternity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit existed in a community of self-giving love. And the church fathers called this perichoresis, which is like an eternal dance of love. The three persons of the Trinity love one another and have a deep connection to one another. They know each other and have a tremendous joy and love together. There is no fear of insecurity in their communion. God's love is so great that he wanted to share it beyond himself. So, God, who is a creator, created the universe. God's creation is simply a bubbling overflow of his love. And we are the objects of his love. His love is so great that he has to share his life and love with all of his creation. His love bursts forth. It gushes forward just like the soda in that bottle, whatever. So remember this. The next time you open up a bottle and it accidentally sprays everywhere in the car or all over the place, remember that. Remember, That's how much God loves his creation. His love for you cannot be contained. Amen? So let us proceed. That was my little illustration to tell you about God's wonderful love. But let us proceed with our message this morning. And our message comes from the Gospel of John, and it is titled Born Anew. Born Anew. It is the third series, a lesson in our Lenten series, Letting Go. And it is a wonderful sermon to go along with the season. In fact, this will be wonderful teaching to go along anywhere. So, we're going to look at this story from the Gospel of John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, and he came to Jesus at night. And they're going to have a very, very, very interesting conversation. Now, Nicodemus is one, he came at night, probably in secret. Was he afraid of being seen? Probably. He definitely wanted to meet Jesus in person, though. We are not sure at the point if Nicodemus was coming to Jesus in faith. We don't know. Or if he was just curious and just wanted to know more. I believe he was probably a little bit of the both. Sometimes Pharisees would come to Jesus in an attempt to trick him or trap him. But that's not what's going to happen here. Either way, I love this. Jesus was approachable and welcoming to all who came to him. So Nicodemus, he knew that Jesus was distinct. He knew there was something different about this man. There's something unique about him. And he confesses to Jesus, no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. And Jesus would respond to him, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. John 3:3. Let me say that again. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And the word translated again, it comes from a Greek word, and it can be translated in several different ways. It can mean again, anew, or from above. Nicodemus took Jesus to mean this is again, in the literal sense, because he asked him, next he says, how can someone be born when they're old? Surely they can't enter a second time into their mother's womb. By being born again, Jesus meant anew, a rebirth from within. And Jesus said again, he said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Now this verse has caused all kind of problems in theological circles. A lot of people will say, well, this way, one got to be baptized to be saved, and we argue over, you know, how do we get baptized, and all types of different issues that come up with this. But what Jesus is saying here, look at it closely. He says, unless they are born of the water and the Spirit. You see, in Titus 3:5, there's a wonderful verse, and if you heard my little soundbite last night, you probably heard this verse. We are born again by the washing and regeneration of the blessed Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that does the regenerative work in our hearts. I want you to remember that. It is the Holy Spirit. Baptism is what we do to show that we have been reborn. Amen? Amen. We get baptized. And a lot of people, you can take this a lot of different ways, I guess, but just remember what Jesus said. In baptism, we are buried with Christ and born anew. We are united with Christ in death and raised from the water with him until his resurrection. So our life is completely renewed in baptism. That's why we call it a sacrament. And after our baptism, our focus begins on the crucified and the resurrected Christ who now dwells in us. But I want to point you to something in verse 9. God loves this God-hating world. Isn't that something? This world does not like God. I don't probably have to tell you that. You can just turn on the news or just go anywhere and you'll find that out. It's clear that Nicodemus didn't understand being born again or born anew. You see? He didn't understand it like we do now, because we got the benefit of 2,000 years of church history and biblical studies to use as hindsight, not to mention the blessed Holy Spirit. But he asked a great question. How can it be that we are born anew? Like, not doctrinally, but in reality. How can I experience this renewal in my life practically, even today? Now, that is an awesome question. And Jesus responds by pointing to his own crucifixion. This is what he says, and it comes from John 3:14-15. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Jesus is reflecting a story from the book of Numbers, in which Nicodemus probably would have known it. And in this story, there was a time when poisonous snakes were everywhere in the camp of the Israelites. They had done wrong, and the Lord was angry. So he sent poisonous snakes among them. And to remedy this, Numbers 21:8-9 says, the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole, and anyone who is bitten can look at it. So Moses made a snake, and he put it up on a pole, and anyone who was bitten by a snake and looked at it, the bronze snake, they lived. Jesus is saying this is the first step in experiencing this renewal in your life, being born anew, the first step towards total transformation. He's comparing himself to the bronze snake, and he knew one day he would be lifted up on the cross for all to see. And anyone today who looks to Christ on the cross receives eternal life. And later the Lord will say, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. You see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So you can see what's happening here. God loves a God-hating world. I don't know about you, but that just kind of blows my mind how much he cares and loves about it. You see, now, you remember that little demonstration I showed you about the Coke, you know? Do you remember that my little bottle of soda water, and how God's love is like that water, ready to gush forward because it's meant to be shared? God's loved the world so much that he gave his Son. He shared his Son with us to endure the cross. This is even mind-blowing. God loves us even when we hate him back. Oh my goodness, I just can't imagine anybody ever hating God. God loved this world, this God-hating world. And he not only loved those who love him back, he loves absolutely everyone. Jesus came and died for absolutely everyone. He didn't come and die because God saw us as his enemy. It's actually the opposite. He came and died because we saw him as our enemy. He never considered us his enemy. He never hated his creation, even though he had to destroy his creation once. But he said he would never do it in that manner again. He loves us all. God's core nature is self-giving love, and everything God does flows from that core. But us, we're quite different. We are the ones who considered God our enemy. In Colossians 1:21-22, it says, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. You see, part of being born anew is seeing our Father with brand new eyes for who he truly is. I tell you, folks, if you ever sit down and just meditate it, get alone and meditate it, just how much the Lord truly loves you. If you just set aside some time
And not just that.
Set aside and just meditate on the fact of where he has brought you and where you were. The things he has done for you. You would be awestruck. Trust me, you would. I kind of liken that to sometimes with a budget. I'm always afraid to do a budget because I'm so scared. I'm going to find out what I've been doing. A test is going to find out what I've been doing with all that money I've been supposed to save, you know. But but if you say, Lord, oh gosh, I never realized that you love me so much. I want to follow you. I want you to use me in your service. You see, God loves this God-hating world, and Jesus died for it, and Jesus was lifted up for it, and he will draw all people to himself. A huge way we partner with God in the mission is to do what? To love our enemies. If we're Christ-like, we will consider no person our enemy. Why? Because God never considered us his enemy. When you're up and about on your Christian journey, you're out and about in town or even out here at the church, Foster Road or wherever you go, there's all kind of people that need some type of love, some type of help, some type of encouragement. And I want to impress upon you right now, people are not our enemy. Amen? They're not God's enemy. They are his creation, and he loves them very, very much. So he wants us to love them as well. I cannot help but keep saying this. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. There's a lot of folks that need love. A lot of folks that need encouragement. A lot of folks right here in this congregation right today need love and encouragement. You are the instrument. We are the instrument that the Master uses to help people along the way. Who are we to kick somebody to the curb and say, you don't deserve this or you don't deserve that? Every time I want to do that, I think about it. When I first started going to church here, I used to go down here to the corner of Foster Road and what's this right here? And 78. And there was always a lady there, had a sign, I have cancer, please help. And every time I'd go down there, I wouldn't make eye contact with her. Because I knew that if I looked at her, I was hooked. I was hooked. So I'd come up to that light, me and Tessie, I'd look away. But one time, I couldn't look away. I couldn't look away. I had to look at her. Tessie said, you don't know what's going on there. You better leave her alone. I said, hon, I don't know, but the Lord wants me to do something. So I gave her a little donation. Now, I don't know what she did with it, and I just hope she did the right thing. But you know what, folks? That's not my concern. That's not your concern. Amen? You're doing what the Lord has asked you to do. God loves this God-hating world, but he has us here. As, is that illegal grammar? Us here? Never mind. He has us here to be his messengers and to show people and to help them along the way. So the next time you see someone in need, be a help to them. Amen. Don't be mean to them. You don't know what they're. You know, I saw one guy. At least he was honest about it. I need help. I need some cigarettes. You know, he didn't try to run any game. At least he told us what he wanted. But don't worry about what they do with it. Just give and be kind to one another. You ever wondered why God loves you so much? Think about all the bad things that you've done. I know nobody in here. You're all squeaky clean, right? Well, I'm not. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and I've went down a lot of wrong roads and took a lot of wrong turns. But thanks be to God for his blessed son, Jesus Christ, that got a hold of me in the nape of my neck and would pull me up and says, Ted, get out of that mess. You don't need to be doing that. You know, that's what it takes. You know, you see, he didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn us, but to save us. He wanted to save us. He wants to save us, dear one. He don't want to run y'all. He wants you to come to him. You see, that's the kind of salvation the world needs. They need to hear that, folks, that God did not condemn you. He loves you, and he wants to help you through the things that you're going through. The world needs to be healed. It needs to be restored. It needs to be made whole again. And this is why Jesus came, to do exactly that. So as I conclude today, I want to ask some questions. Have you been born anew? And if not, would you like to be? Have you been water baptized? And if not, would you like to be? And do you see God as angry and condemning? Or do you see him as loving and saving? You might not be able to answer all these questions today, but I hope that over the next few weeks, you take some time to consider being born anew. I hope you take some time to let go of the sin and shame that may be holding you back. And remember these words from John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, that you came to die for us. We thank you, Lord, that you enable us to worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us with your life and with your spirit. And you blessed us with your help that keeps us going, that enables us to keep moving. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much. And we ask right now as we prepare to give the invitation that, Lord, that you would touch hearts as only you can. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please stand with me? The invitation, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. If you have a need, you want to be born anew, or you want to be baptized, or you just want to pray, or you got some things that's on your heart you just want to tell the Lord about, we offer the Lord help to you right now, and the altar is open for all who wish to come.
Our hymn of invitation is How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Wind through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior. great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
You may be seated. Remember this, dear one. The Lord loves you very much. He's not through working on you. I imagine he's working on some of you even right now. He can turn that thorny heart into a heart that's filled with love. Amen?
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you go out from this place and do mighty works in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Oh, okay. This is a time where we get to pray for one another and pray for each other. Pray for those that are sick this morning. And if you would, in your bulletin is a prayer list. Would you please look at that and take that home with you? And please pray for those dear folks. Amen? Amen. We have a prayer request this morning from Sunny. She's looking for the results of her CT scan, and we're praying that those results will be good. Amen? Amen. Please keep Jim in your prayers. Jim McMillan. Let's see. Please keep also Norma Glenn. Keep her in your prayers. Amen. And please pray for those that are not here today. Pray that the Lord, you know, will bless them, and pray and hope that, you know, that they're okay as well. I want you to know that prayer is very, very important. Please pray for Doug Lawrence. Doug is going through some things right now. And pray for our dear Ursher John Austin, who's sick this morning. So we got a lot of folks sick. Amen? But I got to come down front and tell you this before I pray. We may have a lot of folks sick, and you may be sick, but we serve a God who has no limits. Amen? He's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, every minute. He's waiting to hear from you. If you are worried, if you have issues, and if you are heartbroken, you have it only because you don't pray. Amen? So what is I'm trying to tell you this morning? Please pray. Please pray. Pray, pray, pray. All right? Let us pray. Gayla. Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much, Lord, for your love. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, the throne of grace, Lord. Come before you in confidence, knowing, Lord, that you will hear our prayers. Because you told us in your word that the ears of the Lord are open, or the eyes of the Lord are open, and his ears are always open to hear our prayers of the righteous. Oh, Lord, we pray that as we go forward, that you would fill our hearts with love, with your spirit, as only you can. Help us, Lord, to fulfill this mission, to be disciples for you. Help us, Lord, to never forget that we belong to you. And whatever we do, whatever we undertake, Lord, help us do it all for you in your glory. Go with this congregation, Lord. Watch over them. Stand by them. We need you, Lord. We need you. We can't do without you.
We beg for your mercy and grace this morning, as only you can give us. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's children said, amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we go from here today, let us remember all those who are less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And yes, Elaine is doing better. I miss her so much. But, you know, I'm counting on medical people to get her home as soon as possible. They say 2 weeks, and I say, yeah, right. But I'll be there with her every day that I can. And it's important that everyone knows that yesterday she told me I need to be here and not there today. And thank God for that young woman. As we go from here, let us be friendly and be safe. And join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn this morning is Take My Life and Let It Be. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow with ceaseless praise. Take my hands and at the impulse of thy love, take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, and thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Go in peace.
Amen. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got an announcement. Got a quick announcement. Those flowers and those programs, Alice Tyler's daughter brought those by the church Saturday. So please feel free to take one if you want. Those flowers came from, that was part of her funeral arrangement there. So if you would, take one of those programs if they're there and just that came from my daughter Teresa. All right. Thank you.